Oh dear, Cress. Oh dear.
Yes, well, we thought it was going to happen, and it has.
Yes. A very weird show today. Welcome to Nul Point.
So, you know, it seems so odd, Martin, just thinking of the last time we even recorded an episode about how much has changed across the world, and Eurovision has changed with it. There will be no Eurovision 2020.
There won't. And, you know, this was inevitable. We saw it coming. We saw it coming the last time we spoke, really, didn't we?
Yeah.
To be honest, that we had a few options of what they could do. Were they going to postpone it till the autumn? Were they going to cancel it outright? Were they going to do something but with just the videos that have already been made? And they went with at least one of the options that we sort of came up with, which is that they're cancelling it. We told them.
We knew it all along. We predicted it from day one. That's why we didn't get any tickets. That's why we didn't buy the tickets. We knew it. We were all in on the inside all along.
We were. Yeah. So we're both bats, actually. We're as...
Oh.
Yes. Anyway, right. So maybe not go down that road. Yep. And here we are, and we're in this situation, and it's obviously not great, but completely understandable given the circumstances. It's a completely unprecedented situation. What have the EBU said then? Because we know that they've officially now cancelled it until 2021, but what does that actually mean for the kind of nuts and bolts of how the competition is going to work?
Yeah, it's a good question because, as you said, it's unprecedented. This is first time it's happened in its 64-year history. Obviously, the EBU, they've started off explaining, you know, it's with deep regret they've had to do this. And they've helpfully sort of released a bit of FAQs on the website Eurovision.tv to kind of help people understand what that might mean for next year. You know, one of the questions, what will happen to my ticket? Well, obviously that doesn't really matter for us, but, you know, they are looking into that. They are also looking into refunds. One question I was interested in, do we have a date for next year's contest? At the moment, no. I mean, I'm assuming it's going to be in May again. It always is. It's normally, you know, mid-May is the contest time. If we're assuming it's going to be in the same dates as 2021, there's only 471 days until Eurovision 2021 semi-final one, Martin.
Oh my goodness.
Only
me.
471 days.
Well, to be honest, that for us, sort of speaking selfishly, that for us is the thing we're the most interested in, basically, because we've booked ferries. They've said that we can for free rearrange the time that the ferry is going, and we obviously want to know when to do that too, but we can't until we know, so we have to look into that. But it's all kind of understandable. The whole thing's up in the air. We don't know what's going on, and I suppose the EBU are doing the very best they can in saying, look, this is what we can tell you now. But anything could happen between now and even next May. It's just all so up in the air. Do we know much about the songs? Because I know there'd been some chatter about, could they put the same songs forward? Could the same acts? Could we basically just rerun what we've got ready to go now, but do it in May 2021? Or does it have to be completely new from the beginning again?
Well, I think the artists, this is what a couple of, you know, fan sites have been saying. So this is not official. The EBU has not said they're still considering what's going on. But some people are suggesting that whilst the artists would be able to come back, the songs would probably have to be different, partly because, you know, then what would happen in terms of national selections, what would happen in terms of, you know, we've already heard all these songs being released and then them having to come back and sing them again, would there be the same reaction? It would obviously feel very odd. I think it's personally such a shame for these artists who have, you know, grown in love with their songs, and the fans have grown in love with their songs. These songs might never get an airing on a Eurovision stage. At the moment, though, they're basically, the EBU have said they're discussing this with the reference group and the participating broadcasters, and they're going to make a decision later this year, much as they've said for most of the things. So in a way, I guess you could say, you know, some people are saying, is Eurovision, is it postponed or is it cancelled, in the meaning of, you know, is it just going to be the same concert but next year, or is it going to be different songs? At the moment, we don't know. They haven't said that. I don't know what your thoughts are on whether they should keep the songs or not.
I can see the predicament. I really can. Because also, because if you did say, well, it's a postponement, then for all of history, Eurovision would be 1 year behind itself, which would sort of... Whereas well, if you just go, we won't have it in 2020, well, then yeah...
They'd probably still call it 2021. I don't think they... Or like the year after, they would be like, right, well, this is 2022. I don't think they'd be like, oh, now we're going to call it 2021 in 2022.
I'm just being pedantic. But, yes. You know, it's all this kind of... This stuff that you wouldn't think you'd have to think about that we now find ourselves talking about at great length.
Just to fill up a
it's
podcast.
It's just such... It's such a strange situation, isn't it? I would come down on the side of let's just start again, because I think there's a certain build-up to the Eurovision Song Contest. The songs are announced, we wait, there's the semi-finals, there's all there's a certain time frame in which things happen, and it's almost like somebody suddenly put the brakes on the whole thing. By May 2021, we're going to be in a completely different situation, and we won't have the same excitement surrounding these new songs because they'll be over a year old.
Yeah.
And I think maybe, I like the idea that we can call these songs the ghost songs.
Yeah.
You know, the Eurovision songs that never were.
Yeah, exactly. The ghost songs of Eurovision. And imagine in sort of 20 years' time, people would be like, this song has never been on Eurovision. Where did this come from? And you'd be like, oh, yes, that was the ghost year. In another way, Martin, as Johnny Logan sang, what's another year? Maybe it's...
Why does Logan have to be brought into
well,
it?
Well, look, he sang it for Eurovision. He sang What's Another Year? And maybe the EBU should be thinking along those lines of what's another year for Eurovision 2020. Let's keep the songs the same way as they were. But we really don't know what they'll be doing. What I'm also interested in is what are all the broadcasters going to do with the 4 hours that they were going to be broadcasting Eurovision from in May?
Yeah, I mean... Probably not the most important thing in the world right now, but maybe let's just have 4 hours of Homes Under the Hammer, because everyone likes that.
No, I want them. Well, apparently there might be a little bit there of cross programming still, you know, where apparently there might be a chance that that they'll put something together, all the kind of broadcasters, and do something like that. I think Germany's broadcaster has hinted that there might be some kind of Eurovision spectacular instead, which I would definitely be. I mean, it won't be the same, but I'd still watch it.
That would be good, wouldn't it? That would be good. A sort of just something, maybe something even hosted by the Netherlands, as they were meant to do it, and sort of a Eurovision program.
You could do this as well.
I don't know, like a studio based thing, looking back at some Eurovision memories of times gone by. I don't know,
canceled. Just
something. Stretch it out for 4 hours.
I mean, God knows they managed to stretch it out enough anyway, so even without the songs, they'll probably manage.
They probably got loads of stuff that they were gonna have used all ready to go, right? So they could, I don't know, they could probably put something together.
Yeah, no, I mean, and there's, you know, there's longer as well. There's the semi-finals if people were going to broadcast that. So, you know, there's, I mean, what we could do, Martin, is I still think we should do some kind of nullpoir alternative Eurovision.
Yeah. And actually, we've got all the songs, haven't we? So we could do the ultimate poll of polls to find out what would have won had the actual contest taken place. They could do that, couldn't
they? I know.
They could say, this isn't the real Eurovision Song Contest. However, here are all the songs. Phone in, give your thoughts. Let's find out what would have won. Something like that. I don't know. They could do that.
Well, we would like to hear your thoughts and opinions on all of this. And what do you think they should do instead? Should there be something done to mark the occasion anyway this year? And if you are planning to sort of hold a kind of party or something anyway, a sort of alternative Eurovision, let us know, because, you know, we'd love to hear a bit more about that and what you're doing. We'll try and get it mentioned on the podcast. But in the meantime, Martin, what are we going to do with ourselves?
I know. I just thought I'd check in with you, by the way, because you and I are both in isolation at the moment, aren't we? I mean, we're not in the same place for corona, you know, for various reasons, coronavirus being one of them, and the other, I just don't like being around you.
I don't really like but, you. Not a fan.
So, how are you finding the just the weirdest week of our lives ever?
It really is, and the problem is, next week will probably be weirder. That's the way it seems to be going. But you know, it is a very odd times, and I think we were expecting this to happen with Eurovision, because everything is being cancelled at the moment. And all that's made me think is, next year I'm going to have a very busy social calendar. So that's an upside.
It's all stacking up. What do you have in terms of loo roll? What's the loo roll situation?
Loo roll situation,
please.
We have some. We've got it. We've got that loo roll. I was going to say nailed down, but that's not pleasant. We're not doing that yet. We don't need to do that. Yourself?
I always buy loo roll in bulk anyway. So I already had quite a big stockpile from many months ago. I think I'm good for about 3 months.
Wow. Okay. Goodness me. Yeah, why do you buy that much loo roll?
Well, it's cheaper, isn't it? It's cheaper if you buy a big 24 pack.
It's not that much. It's not that expensive anyway, Martin. It's like a pound. What are you on about? How much are you saving?
Oh, a couple of pence. Look after the pennies, and the pounds will look after themselves. And the joke's on everyone else at the moment, because I'm the one with the loo roll.
Right.
So,
well, I'll be coming around to yours.
I'm not having to panic
then.
Buy it. Yeah. And do you know what else I've got in bulk? Pasta. No one else has got pasta. I've had pasta in that cupboard, like several kilograms of it.
Why?
Had it there for ages.
Why?
Same reason, same loo roll analogy. It's easier and cheaper to buy a load of it just the once rather than going and getting it constantly. And now, again, who's laughing? Me. Ha ha ha.
Now, I bet you're having a great old time with your dried pasta and your loo rolls.
Sitting on my own. Yeah. Great,
brilliant. Well, party at Martin's, everybody.
Well, not
virtual parties. Virtual party only. Sorry.
Yeah.
We'll all tune in and watch you cook your dry pasta.
Yeah, that'll be good. Sending a lot of love to you, by the way, wherever you are listening at the moment, especially if you're listening in parts of Europe that are even more affected than the UK currently is. I know basically every country in Europe is going through some sort of measures at the moment, but Spain and Italy and France as well under major lockdown. Do let us know what the situation is like where you are, and we'd love to hear from you, whatever you're up to. And Cress now has those contact details.
I've got them right here, baby. Oh, never again will I be able
bueno.
To say...
Oh, no more bueno. Oh,
bueno, baby.
And frosty tips.
And frosty
no
tips.
No more bueno. No bueno and frosty and tips.
Oh, dear.
And this Tom is the Lee.
Oh, dear. And Deke. Why? Let's not forget Deke, head of fashion. What's he going to do?
He was working really hard on all that fashion stuff. And now he's never going to get his moment to shine.
Let's hope they keep him on. On the payroll till next year. Just
yes, he can think up some real. We expect a lot better than what you came up with first time round, Deke.
That fashion is going to be something else. So, if you want to contact us, tell us where you are, what you're doing, what should be done with Eurovision, the hole that's been created by Eurovision this year. You can contact us on Gmail. It's nullpointspodcast@gmail.com, NULPOINTS podcast. We're on Twitter, @poinsnull. We're on Instagram, which is nullpointspodcast. Is that it? Is that all the things we're on? Yes. Is there anything else?
So, did you notice the photos go up on Instagram of me and you at Eurovision's Gone By?
Yes, I did, because that was me who did it.
Oh, right, was it?
I did notice that, Martin, because I did that. Yes.
You put them up.
Me, the person who has access to the Instagram, along with you.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
No, I know you didn't. I thought, well, maybe we should mark the occasion. It's nice that you just thought, oh, they've just gone up.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, I'm glad this is cancelled, quite frankly.
Right, yeah, sure, yeah, let's go back to our solitude, shall we?
One thing to note, we probably will still be coming back and doing this, maybe not as frequently as we were, because there'll be a bit less to say. But I think we should still, you know, we're still going to come back. We still love Eurovision, and there'll still be things to talk about. So we will be coming back. We might have a little hiatus.
I might get the fact book out again.
Oh, God.
I'll do a Eurovision quiz for you.
Is that supposed to tempt people to keep listening?
Okay, I won't do a Eurovision quiz.
There we go.
Please listen.
Oh, they've stayed on. They've subscribed. Yes, so we are on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google, all that kind of muck. So get it in your veins.
Okay. It's starting to take its toll now, isn't it, the ice? Let's, please, can we stop?
Goodbye.
Bye.